Exactly. Come on, man. You'll be having some Roma tomatoes. Yeah. You'll be eating some nice food.
You know what, man? I've always said that, you know, it was a good day that God created the tomato. So, you know, I don't know.
I've always said that, too.
You know what? We were just saying that right before we called.
Really?
Hey, listen, you're going to be here for The Rock before Christmas, and everybody looking forward to it. We can't wait
December
for it.
10th.
Should be very cool.
Yeah, man.
And, hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time because we know you're busy doing your thing out there. We appreciate it.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for letting us come and throw down in the town, if you know what I mean. So we'll be ready to roll when we get there.
You got it, dude. Thank you for calling in.
Thank all of y'all very, very much. I send all my love home, and y'all be good.
Thank you, bro. During that interview, Sky tried to feed her microphone pizza.
Well, he probably doesn't have pizza over there. And I thought he may enjoy some.
And Eddie outwardly mocked by going, "For real, bro."
He's down with the town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I like him.
He's a good guy. That's
great
a cool
guy.
Band.
Yeah, a really nice guy. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look their music up, but I can't because our system is so jacked up.
I could probably
I typed in Heroes.
Dare You. That's their.
I typed in Heroes, and that won't come up. And
I
typed in I Dare You. That didn't come up.
Did you type in just Shinedown and see what songs?
You know what? There nothing comes up as Shinedown because half the stuff's not.
Hey, Boy Blender's here. He could help you.
Boy Blender's just sitting in the corner eating out of a tin tray.
What else is new? Like the old days, eh, son?
Yeah. I feel like I'm looking into a time warp.
Normally we call that a trough. You know, hey, Mikey, you're going to love this.
He didn't even crack a smile.
You're going to love this, Sean. No. You'll love this, too. I was having a conversation with Clint at the Lights Out Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was right after I was on the air with Budweiser and Clint. And I was giving him, like, a ration of crap. And the microphone went off, and Budweiser, you know, like, walked away all sad. Like normal. I don't care. I thought it was hysterical. Aww. So Clint says, you know, he hates that. And I said, well, yeah, of course he does. And he says, you know, that we don't ever give him a hard time, ever, me and BC. And I said, you guys don't give him any, like, crap or grief or anything? Never.
Do you think that he had a conversation with them before he came on the show and said, hey, guys, listen, you know, I'd be happy to do this. He was in a position of power at that point. He held all the cards.
But he had gotten fired.
He had all the cards.
From the radio station.
He had all the cards. What?
He got fired from the radio station.
I know. That's what gave him all the cards.
Right.
To get back on the radio?
That's what gave him leverage to be able to call the shots.
Is that right?
Sorry,
well,
Fish.
Look at all that leverage.
Hey.
Are you fat?
Fish. Yes. What is the deal?
With what?
Why do they not give you a hard time?
It's not my role. Seriously, it's not.
Oh, no, he did not just.
What is your role?
Enjoy it.
What is your role?
No.
What is your role?
I will not take part in that.
He's the producer now. It's not his role. He is above that.
Oh!
I hate that, dude.
I want you to take our picture off your MySpace.
No, you don't. You don't mean that. No, because I'm stating a fact that everybody makes fun of everybody.
No, but you're mocking me, though.
I am not mocking
you. You are mocking me. That's exactly what
you just said. That.
Whenever anybody,
this is awesome.
Anybody
it's
ever uses
role.
The real low voice it's to imitate somebody, then
I'm
they're mocking.
I'm now the producer.
You're mocking. There you go again.
I'm above getting made fun of by anybody.
How dare you? I never.
She's my favorite person in the world right now.
Spend another 5 years on this show, and then we'll see how you feel.
Okay, I will.
Low voice again.
I'm like you, I won't get fired.
No!
Yeah, you know what? I'll be able to be on this show for 5 years because I won't put the F word on here 18 times in a row. No.
You know what? People make mistakes.
Hey, listen.
And then they grow and learn.
And then they make the same mistake again.
And again.
And then their program director promotes them.
Again!
You're going to miss that voice at about 3 a.m., you know?
Love
that,
you,
right?
Fish.
So what's the deal? What's the deal, Fish? So on the BC and Clint show, like, you are revered. It's kind of like, it's like in different cultures. It's like in different cultures. Like, in India, they don't eat a cow.
They worship a cow.
No. Incorrect.
Sean, I got stomachache.
In India, like, in our culture, you know, the cow is the most... we eat more beef than anything. But delicious. In India, they worship it. So
in afternoons
they worship.
Yeah. I see you're still fatter than holy hell.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Oh,
that's
wait,
what I got you. I, listen,
Eddie,
let me interpret. The Mikey's calling Budweiser.
Yes.
Is a cow.
No, I'm not.
And he's saying,
well, he is.
No,
says.
I'm
that's
not.
Exactly yes. what he's doing.
I'm not. I'm saying that.
Glad I can help.
It's a different culture.
You're not.
The culture on the Mikey show is that Boy Blender was made fun of, but on the BC Clint show, they worship him.
And they revere the cow.
Yes.
Revere.
Are you fat?
That's
okay.
All right. Sure. Oh. If you want to go with that metaphor, sure.
Now tell me. I mean, yes. BC gives everybody crap. You're yes. telling me he doesn't make fun?
No, he doesn't. He's.
Rock 105.3. We are right now with the wonderful and talented Budweiser.
Well, no, I don't think he never would go that far.
You know, you truly are a handsome and daring man.
Well, that is true. Stop it.
Why doesn't he make fun of you? Why do you?
It's so easy.
Yeah, why don't they?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I live for it.
I know you live for it, but you're just that kind of person.
It's fantastic.
Oh. See?
Oh, it was a shot at me.
It was not a shot. I'm just saying.
Oh, I miss these days. I miss these days. Hey, Budweiser.
Yes.
I want you to think back. I want you to think back.
You're a victim.
I want you to think back to the days in San Jose.
Uh-huh.
How many times do you think that you quit our show?
Oh, no. I wanted to quit almost every day, but I only did that.
He quit a few times.
I quit one right. time.
Okay, wait.
One time.
Between Dallas and San Jose.
Twice.
No.
Twice, yes.
Dude, you quit more than that.
Uh-uh.
I know you quit at least twice each place.
No, there was one time in Dallas when you tried to make me kiss the gay guy. You remember that? I was in my truck on my way home.
You got his truck. He's going home.
That was, I was, yes.
To forget it.
It was a good-looking gay man.
He said, forget it. He wouldn't do it.
He was a fellow gay man.
Yes, there was that time in Dallas, and then in San Jose, for some reason, me and Eddie blew up at each other over a parking spot. Do you remember that?
Where?
In San Jose. Do you remember that? You don't remember that?
You guys got mad at each other about a parking spot?
Yes, because I got here. Because I got there before you, and it was right by the door.
It was like your spot.
It was like, and you said, it's
my
spot. And you
thought about the balls that he had, the balls that Blender had to park in your spot.
I do remember, but there was more to it than that. Like, I had had a conversation with you before about, like, hey, dude, can you not park there? Because it's, like, where I park every day,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And you didn't care, and that's what it was.
And it blew up, though.
Yeah, and I wish you would have quit.
What happened? You got angry that... What was your thinking? Like, hey, that's not his parking spot. It's a public parking area.
Yeah.
Anybody can park anywhere. And, like, the ball's on this guy to tell me that I can't park there. I get there before him.
Right. I think that's exactly what my thinking was.
And so what happened? We
blew up at each other. And it was one of those things where, like, it just, we fed off each other's anger. Mm-hmm. And then I just finally had enough and said, I'm out of here. I quit.
Did I talk you back into staying?
No, it was like...
I remember distinctly talking you into not quitting a couple
of
times. Yes,
you did do that.
Because he would quit the show.
I only quit the show the two times.
He quit twice in Dallas and twice in San Jose.
No, once in Dallas.
But there were a handful of times where he, like, broke down and he was like, you know, I don't know if this is right for me anymore.
There
was,
a handful of times that he did that.
That is true. Yes, that is true. So that might be what you're thinking.
I would love... to be a fly on the wall during the BC and Clint show.
Come on in. Dude.
Just to see what the dynamic is like. Rock 105.3, can I get you a Coke?
No, it's
can
nothing
I get
like
you
that.
Anything?
I just think that he actually respects me.
Well, Clint.
Oh, there it is.
That's
Clint,
what it
I
is.
Can understand. I can understand because Clint is such a nice guy.
He's too nice.
He's a golden retriever. That's what I think
he
of him.
He totally is.
What do you mean he's a golden retriever?
He's the type of guy that is so friendly to everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? He just has that kind of personality that, like, he thinks, he sees the good in every single person and loves them immediately,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's why I compare him to a golden retriever. Sweetest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Tell the bear story.
I was waiting.
Oh, yeah, tell the bear story again.
Wait.
Come on, it's a 20-hour show.
Yeah, the people that are here on this time, they haven't heard the story. I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what's funny? Oh,
no. I got an idea. Why don't we go around the room, like, I'll start the story. Eddie takes over. Oh, each of us will take over.
I like it.
Okay. One time, Boy Blunder went camping with some Boy Scout friends.
My name is Budweiser. It's not Boy Blunder anymore. Anyway.
Again, the low voice. Stop it.
We were camping, and then we decided, let's go to sleep. Because I'm hungry. No, really, like, I'm starving.
Scott had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
I haven't eaten for at least five or seven minutes.
Sky, your turn. Then what?
I don't want to do this.
You have to.
I'm sorry, Fishy. I love you.
Don't.
Do it, Sky. Don't let him manipulate you.
It's inevitable. Just do it. Just get it over.
There you go.
Okay, you know how these guys are.
Yeah, we'd never let you not do it.
No.
Well,
now do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Wait, what just happened?
Well, fellow Boy Scouts.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're going to be like, what? To tell the story, not to do the low voice.
Yeah.
Keep going, awesome. Please. I got to hear the rest of it.
That's an award.
That's an award.
Yes. Genius.
Well, fellow Boy Scouts, I'm feeling a little tie-tie. I think I'm going to go to bed now.
What am I, 8 years old in this story?
Are you a Boy Scout?
Yeah, but you're like 14 when this happened.
But then I fell asleep. And I woke up to the sounds of clanking pots and pans. Come to find out.
Stop.
I must have been sleep eating again. Time for another meal. Let me see.
Mentioned me eating in this story once.
I think I'll have a cow.
I'm gonna get a cow up in the high Sierra.
Sky.
And then I woke up.
Oh,
and all the other Boy Scouts said there was a bear licking my face.
And I was like, huh? And they were like, yeah, there was a bear licking peanut butter. No, wait. There was a bear licking honey off your face.
Because the story changes.
And I was like, what? Because I don't even like honey. I thought it was fluffer nutter. Which I eat every day.
Are you guys done?
And the guys were like, yeah, dude, the bear was eating your face. And then I was like, but how is that possible? Because if something with that much meat had been close to my mouth, I would have eaten it.
When did I turn into Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
That is so awesome.
Oh. That is so great.
That's just when I thought it couldn't get better.
Thank you.
It's not the story, though. That's not what happened.
That story is so great. Blender, it changes every time. The story changes every time.
That's because you change it.
Dude, you have changed that story every time you've told it.
Never.
Very briefly.
Catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
I've never changed that story.
Every time, bro. Sky just threw hot tea in your face.
She
knows. Even she knows. Listen, story has been told on the air. The story of the bear has been told on the air probably a dozen times.
At least a dozen times, okay?
And very briefly, the story is when Blender was a kid, he went with a bunch of Boy Scouts, and he claims that a bear came and was licking food that was left on his face, off of his face. And as the story, like, after we heard it a few times, we realized after, like, the third or fourth time hearing the story, he never saw the bear.
Yes. I did, too, see
the bear.
No,
you haven't. Wait, this is the bear. I have seen the bear.
He says that when he woke up, all the other Boy Scouts told him that the night before,
you're changing the story in your own head.
They were banging pots and
which
pans.
Which he didn't wake up for.
I did say I woke up. I did too.
Sky.
What?
Can you let this happen?
He never, as far as I remember, he never saw the bear.
Oh, he didn't see the bear!
He's saying he saw the bear.
There were two bears, as a matter of fact.
Because there were two bears!
They were cubs!
What?
Yes!
Dude, I'm not kidding you. This is the first time you've ever said that there were cubs.
No, they were cubs. They were baby bears.
That's a new story. It's a brand new story, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not.
Every damn time. He never said the word cubs.
You're ridiculous.
Because you guys are yelling at me the entire time. You can't hear me.
Listen to me.
You're ridiculous.
Guess who's on the line and has a great Boy Blunder story?
Oh, God. No. Now what?
John Doe remembers back in the day.
Oh, God.
If you want, John Doe is listening to the 28-hour show online in the Bay Area. Right, John Doe?
That is correct. Good afternoon. Oh.
Good afternoon.
Sure.
Right, here's his theme music. John Doe. And so what story do you remember?
You remember also the other time when they were yelling at each other in the parking lot about whose car was parked where and stuff? Remember Eddie was yelling at Blunders, threatening the, if you parked there again, he was going to have his car towed?
I don't remember that, Eddie. Anyway.
Probably did.
And when he was fired, Mikey tried to call Fat Boy back, but he had drove down to the 4th Street bowling alley that was down the street, and he was feeding his face with pancakes and waffles.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you. You went across the street.
That's the truth.
He went down. When he quit, he went and ate.
When he quit, he went down to the 4th Street bowling alley to eat in misery.
Oh, no.
Where he started to bowl with a bear, I believe.
No, it was a cub.
Oh.
It was two bear cubs.
You guys, it was an antelope.
If you ever would let me get through the story.
Dude, we've let you through that story 13 times.
Let's let him tell it and we won't say a word.
Definitively.
We won't say a word.
Definitively.
Please. Floor is yours.
Tell the story.
You've done this to me before, and every time I start
to tell
the story.
Sean, give me a little kid music. Tell me the story, Boy Blunder.
All right. Well, I was camping with the Boy Scouts in the High Sierras. See? This is what I'm talking about. You can't. Anyway, what you're supposed to do.
Alps.
What?
Thought it was the French Alps.
No.
Don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, what you're supposed to do when you're camping in the High Sierras is hang up your food at night. Now, some guys did not hang up their food that night, and what that did was attract bears to the campsite. Okay? All right. So,
By the way, I have to point something out.
It's not about this.
I swear. I just want people to recognize the brilliance of something right now. Sean is playing the sad music from The Incredible Hulk. It again, Sean, because it's worth it. It's worth it.
I didn't realize
David Banner was so downtrodden.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh my god.
That is so brilliant that there's not words for it.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So anyway, you're supposed to hang up your food in the High Sierras. A couple guys didn't. I go to bed early. Here's the deal. I think I ate my dinner, and there was a little bit of peanut butter.
I know you ate your dinner. I'm going to say.
Again.
I apologize.
Hey.
I apologize. He has a floor.
Peanut butter
In her. Look, she's in crackers things.
In a rock.
Sorry. So I didn't clean off my face or whatever, okay? I'm a kid. Kids do this stuff,
how
all right?
How old were you?
I was probably about 14. I don't really remember.
Okay. 14-year-olds don't clean their face.
Okay, just checking, because I was pretty sure I did it when I was 14.
Again, I can't tell. Yeah, I'm not going to tell the story.
Don't, Ashley.
No, because that's exactly what happened.
I'm quiet.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. I'm listening to you.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
I'll be quiet.
Ashley, sorry.
Anyway, so about middle of the night after...
Nobody's saying anything, dude.
Okay.
You just, it's a safe place.
So anyway, about probably midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that. A couple bears came into the camp, and the people that were watching the camp saw the bears. Apparently, the bear came up to me and my buddy Shane at the time and licked.
Don't let him go. I said. You know what? Let's let him finish before we say anything. Okay, I'm taking notes. Don't
okay,
worry.
Yeah, take okay.
notes. I'm taking you. Notes. Please, go ahead.
All right. So anyway, the bear comes up, licks my face, apparently, and licks the other guy's face.
Shane.
Right, Shane. Is, okay, see?
No, he was pointing it out. It, people just tuning in.
I said not a word. Sorry.
Please start the Incredible Hulk music again.
I'll wait.
The loop.
Okay. So the guys start waking up all the rest of the Boy Scouts, and what they're doing, they're playing pots and pans trying to scare the bears away from the camp. They're blowing whistles. They're doing anything to get them away from the camp. So I finally wake up after hearing all the racket and everything, and I don't really know what's going on. I'm disoriented. I just woke up, you know.
Can I ask a question? No. Legitimately. Can I legitimately ask a question? No?
Okay. I reserve the right to not answer it.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What about Shane? Did he wake up?
Yeah.
So you and Shane...
We both woke up, yes.
Was it a two-man?
No, we weren't in a tent. We were in a sleeping bag.
Same was sleeping bag? Like I said, was it a two-man?
No. Oh, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Go ahead.
You know it's not.
Dude, I don't know.
Yes, you do. That's a ridiculous question.
It was a legitimate question.
It was not legitimate.
It was.
How dare you?
Continue on.
Anyway.
You ever thought about turning this to like a movie, maybe a TV movie, something?
What would it be?
Wonder and the Bear,
Bareback Mountain.
All right. Anyway, they tell us that the camp had been invaded by bears and
invaded.
And that
if
they
we
have...
had a TV show, we would be doing a reenactment, and it would be like me and Eddie in bear costumes.
Yes.
Bear costumes. Yeah, bad bear costumes. Go ahead.
And they told us that the bear had licked our faces and they had scared it away. Now, we all had to, like, gather together for warmth because it's the middle of the night, you know, because we're all... Why is that funny? What are we going to do? We couldn't go back to our sleeping bags where the bears were. So we're sitting there and we're watching the bears tear up the backpack full of food.
I have a legitimate question.
What?
Did you guys have any clothing on?
We're not sleeping naked out in the middle
of the
woods.
You said you were trying to stay warm, bro.
Right.
Did say that.
You said you were trying to stay warm.
Yes, I know I said that, but we're not going to be naked in the middle of the High Sierras.
Okay.
What about Shane?
Exactly. Yeah, he was wearing clothes too, yes.
Okay.
Bummer.
Please finish,
Shane. Don't leave, dude.
That was my
come
bad.
On, come
I
on.
Take it back.
That was Eddie's fault.
Take it back.
This is it. This is the last time. The last chance.
Okay, so then what? So you guys huddled together.
We huddled together for warmth, and we watched the bears tear up the backpack and eat the food that was inside. And there's the story.
What the?
How dare you?
You are a ridiculous
bastard. I come in here,
I
tell the story because you asked me to, as a favor.
Okay, first time we've heard of Shane.
Yes.
Okay, who's Shane?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't know.
Then who, where? Where did this gathered together for warmth and watch the bears rip stuff apart?
He's never seen the bears in the other stories.
That's not true.
First time it's been two bears ever. They were cubs.
Yeah, two bears.
And did Shane get his face licked too? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What?
Produce Shane.
I can
produce
prove.
Shane. He looked at his cell phone. He looked at his cell phone as if to tell us, I think he's on my cell. Yeah. He knew full well there's no Shane on his cell phone.
There's no Shane, but there is a guy that I can talk to about it.
Please.
I can prove that he's full of crap.
Please do.
Oh, no.
In the past stories, he's always said the other guys told him it was a bear.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
You are now saying in this story, you witnessed
the bears. Yes, he
watched
them.
I've seen the bears. Yeah, I saw the bears, but they no, what you're not understanding is that they told me that
Bearweiser.
That's what you're misunderstanding. See, this is what the problem is. You guys misunderstand my story because I wasn't very good at telling it. That's the problem.
So,
well, you've had like 15 opportunities to tell it. You think you'd get it right?
I'm giving you the definitive story right now. Save this tape. Every time you want to hear the story,
Sean, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously. Did Shane also have peanut butter on his face?
Great question.
I have no idea.
Did he have dinner on his face?
I have no idea.
What did you eat for dinner, definitively?
Peanut butter?
What was on your face?
We were backpacking, so my guess is my dinner consisted of
rations,
like cheese and crackers and like peanut butter and stuff.
Because you can't cook when you camp?
No, you can, but I mean, you get tired of like...
rations.
Well, no.
Of peanut butter and, you know, crackers.
MREs.
Yes, well, MREs.
Well, my dad was in the Army, so it's...
We're good.
Yeah, well,
so we had a lot of Ritz around the house.
Why didn't you shoot the bear then?
A lot of Ritz.
Anyway, it's a long hike in the High Sierras, okay? And I was tired, so I just wanted something quick to eat before I went to bed. Does that satisfy you?
No.
Of course not.
It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
When a bear...
Go away, you bears!
...is eating your face.
He wasn't eating my face.
You should wake up.
Do you really think that somebody licking a face and eating it is the same?
No, but I'd wake up for either one.
if you hike in the High Sierras for like 25 miles and you're dead
tired... You never hiked in the Sierras for 25 miles.
Are you kidding? Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Come on.
You'd still be thin from it.
You'd still be up there.
I did a lot of stuff. I mean, that's what made my experience in the Boy Scouts so great, is that I got to do stuff like that.
Let me tell you something.
Seriously.
Sky doing blunder may be my new favorite thing.
Oh, that's it.
It was so awesome.
Congratulations. Take it.
But I don't want to make fun of you, Fishy.
You loved it.
Talk to Shane, Sky. Warn Shane as blunder. Warn him to get up and get out of here.
Shane!
Go ahead. How would he do it?
You guys are so mean.
You're mean.
You said I could. You know how they are. You know they'll force me.
We're going to force her.
I mean, we have friggin' like 20 million hours to go. Shane, there's a bear licking our face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's so good.
No.
I can't believe it.
No.
That's so awesome.
Oh. I have no comment for either one of you.
Oh.
You don't mean that, Fishy.
You. Well, you said either one of you.
You're the best, Fish.
We love you,
You're the best. We love you.
Keep changing that story.
Yeah.
Keep it interesting.
Are you going to stay for the rest of the show?
Yeah, well, yeah, after that.
Just going to hang out.
You should, man. You should.
We'll have more food.
I know. I saw the little spread. They brought in... I had to resist digging in to your little snacky cake.
I guess I can stay.
I guess I don't have much going on.
No, I do, actually. I'm actually going to drive up.
Well, no, actually, I am kind of busy. Who's bringing dinner?
I was going to drive up to L.A. To go to Commerce and play in their holiday bonus series of tournaments.
Oh, somebody has a question about that right now. P1 King of Herbs is on the line. Are you there, King of Herbs?
Yes, I am.
What did you want to ask?
I love weed.
Okay, excuse me. Back in 2004, when Blundweiser got fired for... being him, didn't he say that he was trying to become a professional poker player?
Yes, that is true.
I did.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. And I gotta.
All right, no, it's okay. Give it a shot. Okay.
Blundweiser. I love it. It's a combination of the both. But Eddie, the Oracle, the great Oracle, I got a question for you. Whatever happened to your stalker?
Whatever happened to my stalker?
Yeah, what happened to her?
Don't know.
Not, you didn't, just haven't heard from her.
She just stopped calling.
Well,
remember
there was...
when you guys were all afraid that she was going to call during your 2004 28-hour marathon?
Was it the 04 one that we were worried about it? I thought we were worried about it last year.
No. Was it last year?
No, Blunder was still on the show.
It was 04, because I remember I was listening.
Really? Yes, I remember. It was before B-Rob. It was, I remember it was right after the, right after the Mikey Show Apprentice and that real winner, that guy who beat out B-Rob and the other girl.
Yes. Levi. Eddie, any comment? Do you know whatever happened to her?
I'm still not allowed to talk about it on the air, and let's just say she will never bother me again.
There you go.
What are you calling?
Sean, you son of a bitch.
All right, I got different stuff I got to tell you about. Black Friday. Oh, by the way, T-minus 1 minute till Lou Bush.
Are you
serious? Oh, awesome.
Well, he was irritated. Are you leaving, Fish?
That's okay.
You're a good man. Thank. Come back.
I'll probably come back at about 3 or 4 in the morning, if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Good luck in your tournament, Fishy.
Thank you. We'll try and have some food ready for you.
Lou Bush was irritated at Eddie and I for making fun of him on the air for being late. And he was offended by it, right?
Yes.
What did he say? Did he text message?
I texted him yesterday and said, you know, don't forget 2 o'clock tomorrow. And he texted me back, F you, I heard you on the radio.
Well, that says to me that he will definitely be here at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wait. I think so.
It just turned 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock and 5 seconds now.
It just turned. Lou?
So he's here?
He's not here yet.
Lou?
No?
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m.
Can you guys talk amongst yourselves while I go tinkle and do a costume change?
Costume change already?
Yeah, I want to get comfortable.
Delicious.
So are these the jammies?
They're kind of, yeah.
Can I go with?
No, it's okay, Sean.
What? Are they the fart shorts? The fart shorts?
That was a legitimate.
That is a legitimate question.
It was a legitimate question.
No, they're not the fart shorts.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Mikey has a special pair of shorts he likes to
fart in.
Yes. And relax in. And part of relaxing, I guess, is farting for him.
Dude. Ew. I sit in this chair every day?
Yeah, it's awful.
This is a terrible chair.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it's hard as a rock.
Oh,
I want that new chair.
Oh, that's awful.
That sucks.
I don't know. I always just thought you were being a diva. I apologize.
I am about to put on the outfit that I wear at home to relax in that Rebecca hates.
Nice.
Yeah, I brought some of those as well. My husband specifically told me not to bring certain things, which I snuck into my bag and brought anyways. Oh, so
that's not slutty at all.
I wouldn't mind helping.
Slutty?
Is that what you're referring
to? I'll be there in a minute, Mike.
No, because they're all ratty and have holes in them.
Oh.
And he says they make me look like a bag lady, so he didn't want me to wear them around the station. But, you know, it hurts, but it feels so good. Oh, that doesn't even make sense there, Sean.
Yeah, it fits in a way.
You think about it real hard.
Sure.
Can I borrow some Purell? Skrill. Am I allowed to touch it, or do you want to pump it into my hand?
I'll pump it into you.
Okay, that's enough, Sean. That's plenty of fuel.
Oh, I didn't even get started.
Dude, that was like, my hands are dripping in it.
I swear to God, dude, I did 2 pumps. And she's like,
dude, look at my hands.
But Sean,
they're dripping wet.
Somebody only usually needs 1 pump.
Right?
How much do you use?
Yeah, how many pumps do you use?
Well, honestly, I like to use an even number that's evenly divisible by 2 because that's,
what?
That's good luck.
What is he talking about?
And I usually do 8.
It's called OCD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No.
Sean!
Dude, that's
no,
you, ridiculous.
Sean, you could
what
fade
do you mean
in
it's
that.
Ridiculous.
You could fade in that much.
Oh, is it overflowing out of
pretty
my
much.
Hand?
Yeah,
it's like if a you puddle
were,
in your hand.
Yeah, if you were to move. See, it's dripping all over,
oh, it always drips.
So maybe if you use it as a pump.
you.
Sean.
You're supposed to put a little dollop in your hand and rub it around and you're good.
Right.
Okay, but if you put a little dollop in your hand, it's not going to get everywhere. It's
all you're needing to get is on your hands.
Right, not all over the floor and your arms and your legs.
No. It's supposed to go on your hands and then up the up the forearm.
What are you going to do? Lick your forearm?
Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
When a surgeon goes to perform surgery, does he just go,
Are you going to perform surgery?
Right.
No, but what I'm saying is they're setting the standard. That's the bar.
But they have their wrists inside your body sometimes.
Right.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere near your wrist, you goofball.
You're pushing buttons on your laptop.
They're clean.
Oh,
wow.
Freak show.
Woo!
You guys want to take some phone calls?
Arm hair in America.
Mikey show.
Yeah, I've heard Boy Blunder's story before. It's called Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. Boy cried wolf. Or boy who cried bear.
Shane is the red wolf, I heard.
The boy who ate too much.
Sean, not nice.
Mikey show.
Hey, I just, 2-1 Fox, I just called to agree with Sean. It has to be an even number divisible by 2.
Thank you.
Do you have OCD?
It's not OCD. It's just
luck.
It's good luck.
It's good luck.
Exactly.
Right. Who says?
OCD people.
Oh, okay.
And then after you do it, you go 1 divided by 7, 8, and then you go 8 divided by 2, 4, 4 divided by 2, 1.
Oh.
I mean, 4 divided by 2, 2, 2 divided by 2, 1. And then you're done.
What are you?
Say that again.
You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 divided by 2, 4 divided by 2, 2 divided by 2, 1.
He's crazy.
That's your boy right
there. That's not my boy.
And then once you get down to 1, you're done. But it's got to be divisible by 2.
Well, isn't 4 divisible by 2?
But...
Why isn't 4 substantial?
Well, if you only do 4, you don't have enough to go up the arms.
Oh, God.
You gotta have more.
For surgery, we got it.
I'm not doing surgery.
Well, obviously you are.
I'm just trying to be clean. All right, if you want to be dirty, fine, but don't blame me.
My arms aren't dirty.
They are dirty.
They are not dirty.
Filthy.
Well, they are not. Eddie, my arms are dirty.
They are.
They are, but I don't want...
Shut your... Oh.
Thank you, Eddie.
Rude.
Mikey show.
Hey, remind Mikey the look on Sean's face when someone brought him that little bottle of Purell. It was almost an orgasmic moment for him because they brought him gloves also.
I said it was an emotional orgasm, and it was.
Yes.
It had to be because that's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
John.
All right, John. Be nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Be nice to the P1s.
Mikey show.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, is this B-Roll?
It's Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Good. What's up, dude?
Hey, wasn't going to be a race between you and...
Eddie just left. Damn it. They were supposed to have a foot race, remember?
Because
Eddie says he could blow him out of the water.
Dude, it would...
Between you and who?
Blunder.
Fish.
Oh, that's right.
Such a goof.
Blunder's been working out.
Honestly, he thinks that, you know, I'm big, but I'm fast.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of fat dudes think that. They say that, but it's not
true. He doesn't have an athletic bone in his body.
But he's been working out for like 2 months.
What does that matter? What does that matter?
What was standing next to you?
His stamina is...
He looked like hell.
My mother's
He looked like hell.
Well, Eddie's pretty quick.
We'll do it at 3 a.m. when he comes back.
Because that's fair. I've only been on the air for 25 hours.
He's been sleeping and eating. Mostly eating.
I still will win.
Oh, my gosh.
Mikey show.
Oh, yeah. I'm with Sean on the universal sanitation. Are you guys with me on that?
No.
I am. Of course.
Mikey show.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
Dick.
You guys suck. Where's Missy?
Oh. Oh, don't hang up.
And then he hangs up. He doesn't even want to have a conversation about it.
I want to find out. I want to find out. What is the deal?
What's the reason?
Yeah. Why do we suck?
Because I think Missy's fantastic.
I enjoy her.
I don't know that we suck.
Right?
I mean, we're not even playing commercials.
That's fine. Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Look at Big Papa here.
Oh, you know, he doesn't like that.
Sleeve.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Nothing with the word big in it. Remember?
Why did you say, like, big guy?
Look at the
chief. You said Big Papa.
That's like a rap term.
So? He doesn't care. He hates it. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. What are we doing?
Talking about Sean using way too much Purell.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you know this about him, Mike? That it has, when he pumps the Purell, it has to be in a number divisible by 2. And he has to, like, count it down in his head when he does it.
But 4 is not sufficient.
Yeah, 4 is not enough. It has to be 8. And then after he reaches 8, he has to divide it by 4.
Whoa!
Look at this.
I heard you talking about me. Yeah. Look at this. Look at the time. I heard you talking about
it's
me.
It's too late.
Look at the time. Look at the time.
Two. Boys was calling me. No, that was my fault. Why
are
you boy talking trash?
Talking trash? Who's talking trash? Lou.
No one was talking trash.
Lou, now, if you're being honest, Lou, was it really... Lou, was it tough for you to be here at 2 o'clock? He's the best. He's the best.
Lou.
Lou, come sit down. Come sit down.
Yeah, sit here, Lou.
Let's get another chair.
You can sit here.
Carol,
how are you?
Carol, the bartender.
How are you, Carol?
Hi, Carol, the bartender.
The mic.
Now, Lou Bush, you gotta know, Lou Bush is a former San Diego Charger. He does a pregame show with Eddie for the San Diego Chargers and was a linebacker on the Super Bowl Charger team.
Correct.
And I said this makes the best barbecue food I've ever had in my life.
Today's not about barbecue, dude.
What is it?
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Yeah. I heard you like hot food.
Absolutely. Okay. I love it. I love it.
You know, I have the hottest hot wings in San Diego. I would literally say probably in the West Coast.
Okay, but Lou, did you bring any edible wings as well?
Oh, they're not hot like that. Yeah, I brought some edible wings for these guys.
So they're not so, are they so hot that like they're just going to singe me and
we're
I won't.
We're going to find out.
Let's find out.
We're going to find out. I can't wait.
Carol, pass him those wings
Those are his right there.
You guys don't even mess with those.
So I didn't know that you were in the hot wing business. I thought that you strictly did barbecue.
Well, we got guys that come to JT's all the time.
Preparation H. She brought me some ice water.
What is this?
Oh, that's...
Purell.
Yeah.
I can smell it.
You think?
I can smell it. I can tell that they're little. They got some spicy. A
little flame to them. Well, you know, we get people coming in to JT's all the time wanting, like, give me the hottest thing you got.
Well, let's see. First of all, I need to get something to wipe my hands with when I'm done. Thank you. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Mm. All right. Now, don't go crazy because you got to be on the air for another
A little bite.
30
what
hours.
What do you call these? Can people order them like this?
Those are going to be the Mikeys. We're going to call those the Mikeys.
The Mikeys.
I like them. Here we go.
That's a pretty big bite.
Oh, that's hot. That's real hot.
Like, ridiculous hot.
Is that it? Hot?
Or at least his face hasn't turned green yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
But it's a good heat, though. It's a good heat.
There's habanero in there.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I'd say a lot.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Now, what are we talking, Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10 of hotness? Where are these at right now?
Cheers.
Okay. A little ice water for you.
Don't touch a dingle after that.
Oh, hey. Ooh, yeah. These are the plain ones?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what are we talking hotness?
Yeah, I've done some pretty good damage here.
Oh, no. Really? One bite? That's
it? Yeah, they're good, man. The flavor is great. They're hot.
So you can need a couple of those?
Eddie.
I do. Because you eat hot.
He's
crazy
turning
hot
white.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
10.
They're 10.
By your friends, it's a 10.
Wow.
Look at
they're
hot.
Says a lot.
You crazy.
He's turned white as a ghost.
Who can try it? Who can try
Boston
it?
Rob over there.
B-Rob, come on. You can do it.
If he eats all of it.
Woo!
Take your time, B-Rob.
Never happened.
Rob, did you hear that?
Eat all of them.
Lou says if you eat all those, he will feed you free for a month.
Yeah, but, right now it's a challenge.
No,
now.
Oh, because that's right, because if he gets sick, he's going to, he can't leave. He has to be here till. Okay. We don't.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you.
What? Mike, you have more water?
I'm used to hot food, like real hot food.
Yeah.
And so the burn is coming down for me now. But I'm telling you, I think that anybody that did not grow up in a Mexican household like I did, that's going to put some hurt in you. That's good, though. The flavor's good. Sky.
What?
You love spicy. Can you try a tiny bite?
Take one bite.
See, any other day, no problem. But I don't want to make myself sick, dude. We got to be here
a
for
a little
so-
bite, though. I mean,
wait.
Sick.
Where are you going to go?
You're not going to make yourself sick.
Don't let them talk you into it.
Oh,
don't do it.
Stop
Thank
that.
You. You'll hate yourself later.
Sky,
see?
You're not going to get sick.
Adam.
Take a tiny
hey.
Bite.
Angus.
Come on. I ate that one.
Have a little bit of haggis while you're at it.
I don't want any haggis.
I would rather you eat
and
haggis
so you
than
know
eat
now.
Them. And haggis
really?
Is disgusting.
You see the bite that I took?
Feels hot.
You see the
oh. Feels hot.
Be careful. Be careful.
Oh. They're hot.
Get on a mic.
Get on a mic.
Oh!
It's, that just singed his nose.
It's not, you shouldn't inhale.
I was just smelling it.
Now, is it true, Lou, that you actually got tears to come out of somebody on
oh,
these?
Yeah. Yeah. That's an unusual occurrence.
That's something we use.
Oh, okay, okay.
Did you try them?
Okay, okay.
Take a bite.
I have one.
How's it going?
Good. What's
the levels? How it just goes to 911 immediately?
Yeah.
How's it feel?
Woo.
Your lips burning?
Yeah.
You want some in my water?
You all right?
That is warm. That is, woo. Oh.
Need some milk?
Love it,
you can't,
Eddie.
Really.
Can you do a tiny bit?
I don't want to. I'm not. I don't want to. No.
It's getting hotter.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Okay.
No.
No way.
You
kidding me?
I don't want to see
that. Oh, thank you.
I ain't crazy.
But they're good, dude.
Lou, they are good. Now,
do you take another bite?
No.
Oh,
I got a question,
good lord.
Yes.
Ashton's gonna do it. Ashton's gonna do it.
I like hot stuff.
Oh my god.
Go for it.
I love
now,
this.
I ate that one, so don't eat that.
This is fantastic.
You can dip it.
This is fantastic. Ashley, you're crazy.
On mic.
Accurate.
On mic.
Girl, give us some commentary.
You got it. Oh,
go, over to, go over to B-Rod's mic.
Oh, man.
Do you sell them to the public like this?
Yep.
Yes,
you do? What do you call them? There she goes.
But they're now going to be called Mikey's.
We'll call them Mikey's.
I would love for you to call them Mikey's. Oh, look at Ashley.
Oh, dude.
Ash? What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Call 911.
I don't think you can do another bite, right?
Go for it again.
Oh, look at her. She's got
no,
her.
No, careful, careful.
It's just like ice water when you get a cold. Look, your
oh, taste my
buds.
God.
Your
dude,
eyes are watering.
Your taste buds are dead now. You might as well go ahead and finish.
Look at her. She's wagging her tongue. She's wagging her tongue.
Yeah.
They're hot.
That's the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Lou, I wish you could tell me what's in them. Oh. You can't?
I have.
Go get on a microphone, you goof.
Okay.
Hey, we had so many people coming in, you know, one hot, you know, oh, we want the hot wings, I want hot wings, and just talking craziness, literally. And so I went online and ordered, like, the six.
Dave's. Is it Dave's?
Oh, Dave's is number 4 on my list.
Oh, really? Really?
I got like 6 of the hottest hot sauces in the world, literally.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy crap.
You okay?
My legs and my tongue are numb.
Yeah, I got a little tingling
she
numbness
no
in the lips, but how about your associate? Has your associate tried these before? Or is it too hot for
you? No, Carol will not.
I ain't stupid.
Carol, too hot for
him?
Oh, way too hot for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Way too hot.
Don't you just love that accent?
Ding.
That's why I brought her.
Ding.
Yeah, what
it's
is the
Scottish.
Accent? Scottish?
Scottish.
I will say this.
Scottish, it's crap.
That's exactly what I say.
That the flavor is outstanding.
Oh, you knew that, no? Come on.
The flavor's outstanding. It's hot, though.
But we get these people in there, man. They just come in like, I want the hottest thing you make. And, dude. I'm like, okay.
Tell them where JT's is so they can check.
Carol?
5821 Mission Gorge Road across from the Home Depot and the Nissan dealer.
Wow.
Come in, have some
Ash,
hot
how
wings.
You doing?
Dude.
Now, what's that?
Let
my
Carol talk trash
like
to you.
My whole mouth is like burning.
It's good, though.
It like stings like a bee just stung my tongue.
You're still a little
like
bit
numbing.
Pale there, Mikey.
Oh, come on. I'm Mexican. I can't get pale.
Oh, you're pale for Mexican.
Mikey show. Hello.
Yeah, it's P1 Mexican.
What's up?
What's up? I got a remedy for that spiciness you guys are dealing with.
Menudo.
No.
What is it?
What you do if you have sugar available or any kind of candy, just pop in a little piece of sugar or some candy and just suck on that for a little bit and get rid of all that spiciness, man.
Thank you. Lou, have you ever heard that? Is there really anything you can do?
I've heard several. Milk, bread. If it's like bread... Bread supposedly takes the spice away, but...
Salt.
Yeah.
Taking
salt?
Salt and putting it in your mouth.
Lou, what about you? Do you eat these wings?
I will
a step below. I don't go that high. Yeah. I don't want to, because it's not enjoyable to me. I won't have any more taste buds for the rest of the day. I like to taste what I eat.
That was impressive.
Your lips are like red.
That was impressive.
That's crazy, man.
There's no doubt about it. It's impressive.
That's crazy.
He's got red
and
lips.
And I eat habanero, you know what I mean?
Wow. I'm going to have to get you a bottle of that hot sauce. It's really, it's called Megadeth. I was sweating mixing it. You okay?
Rob, did you try?
Rob, you all right?
My lips are
not funny. It's not funny.
But it's good, though. It's, I mean, it, ooh, it's good.
Bring those normal.
You're alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Nice.
Mikey show. Thank you.
Hey, this is D1B Ryan. I was seeing, we've been listening to you guys all day, but I was just seeing if you guys could maybe do like some clips off of that drunken, where you were going and ask the drunken guys questions.
What is that? What's he talking about?
Bomb to the Beach?
Oh, Bomb to the Beach? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Do we have any examples of it? Do we have any examples of Bomb to the Beach?
Like, what do you mean, examples?
You know how all the stuff up here?
Well, you've got it on your shortcut loaded for you, and then...
Yeah, we're going to play it.
But we're actually going to play it.
Yeah.
All right, let me give an example of something, because I got to cool down, honestly. I'm going to play for people something that we do called Tyrone and Tortilla.
Oh, no.
Give it to me,
Dad. Oh, my gosh. Say it ain't so.
New listener to the Mikey Show, you say? Well, Tyrone and Tortilla are Eddie and I's alter egos.
In for a treat.
I play Tyrone. Eddie plays Tortilla. Eddie is our producer. He often gets emails from people, can you have my client on? And they are some of them are just awful. Just like nobody's going to put them on the radio. Right, Eddie?
Dude, the two worst times for those are Christmas and Halloween.
Oh, no.
You get the worst guest requests ever.
Like what? Like what are they, for instance, today?
Oh, for example, today, this one I've been getting hounded on, so I finally said, screw it. This lady, I guess, is an expert on face painting for Halloween. I don't know.
Her name is Brenda Murphy.
She's got a website.
Mm-hmm.
She is, you know, can teach you how to paint your face cool, teaches kids how to paint. I don't know, dude. It's the dumbest thing to me.
So what we do with Tyrone and Tortilla is we have them come on the air, but we say, yes, you're going to be booked on the Tyrone and Tortilla show.
Correct.
What they don't know is that it's me and Eddie goofing on them, and also that me and Eddie will paint them into being a racist.
For no reason.
For no reason. For no reason.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
So without any further ado, let's get her on the line.
Hello, is this Brenda Murphy?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Brenda. My name is Tyrone.
And I'm Tortilla.
And together we're the Tyrone and Tortilla Show.
That's
and,
right.
We're pleased to have Brenda Murphy on the line, and she is a expert on face painting. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
So, what do? You have a website where you show people how they can become a professional face painter.
That's silly.
Yeah, well, especially for Halloween. I mean, it's great. The website is...
Let me ask you this, Brenda. Why is it that only white kids are able to participate in Halloween in general?
Good question.
I've always been curious of hearing a white person answer that question.
No, I don't think...
Spit it out, cracker.
Please.
I don't think that's correct, actually, because I have a lot of kids, especially working with inner-city youth that I go to and actually volunteer
Oh, really?
Here we go.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're saying you work with inner-city youth. Now, let me ask you, do you think that Al Jolson was a funny face painter?
Who was?
Al Jolson.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, this is the portion of the interview, Tortilla, where we pretend that we don't know who a blatant racist was.
You know, Mr. Bojangles.
That's right. What about David Duke? Ooh, never heard of him either, huh?
Actually, no, I haven't.
How about Adolf Hitler? Ever heard that name before, Ms. Murphy?
Well, of course I have, but I don't see what it has to do with face painting.
What about the Klan? What part of your funny bone did they tickle?
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Tortilla.
Hey, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Is what? It true you told some Mexican kids that you would paint their face white to, quote, make them not so poverty looking, unquote?
Yeah, is you know, that true, Miss Murphy?
Fellas, I, you know what? I don't. Is I called to do an interview about face painting, and that's
we what, know.
That's right. You're doing an interview
right.
about
that's
face
what we're
painting.
Doing.
Right.
I know, but I don't think I don't. But you haven't even.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Brenda Murphy, supposed expert on face painting with a website.
No, I am an expert.
Don't you find it ironic that one of the names given to ghosts is Spooks? Don't you find that ironic? Does that mean anything to you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't do ghosts, actually. I do great vampire.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Tigers,
good. All right, then I have a question for you. What's a scarier mask for a black neighborhood, Dracula or the police? Which one's scarier, you think?
You know what? Actually,
worker?
I'm not gonna answer that question. And quite frankly, I don't think you guys are being very professional.
Well,
you asked me if I would talk to you about face painting.
No need to insult us.
Yeah, really. I mean,
no, you've insulted us.
Up until this point, it was a very friendly,
very cordial,
very friendly, very cordial.
You haven't even let me talk about
Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Face.
Go ahead, Tortilla.
I have a question. We used to do some face painting in mi barrio, but that was when we would just beat the crap out of the whiteys that came into our neighborhood looking for weed. You do the same stuff?
No,
we are talking to Dr. Face.
End this because you guys obviously don't want to talk about face painting. And
no,
that's
we do.
Here for the holidays are right around the corner.
Speaking of the Klan,
for less money, and I can help them with that.
Speaking of the Klan, Ms. Murphy, that. How do you paint little hoods on the face? How's that done?
You know, I'm not even getting.
All right.
You two gentlemen are very.
All right. Let me ask you a legitimate question. May I please?
If it's legitimate. And it's
it is legitimate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, please.
What do you call a little black boy wearing a hood on Halloween?
I have no idea.
A ghost.
Oh, you're a racist.
You racist. You call him like you'd call anybody. You just, if he has.
Oh, because he's black.
Oh, no. I don't know. What would you call that?
That's too weird.
Mm-hmm. If he's black, I don't know. I have to ask. What would you call him? A ghost.
You
would call him a ghost.
This is really just...
Disappointing.
Really,
yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's disappointing that you guys have asked.
Right. It's disappointing that you claim to work in inner city, yet you're a racist.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Brenda!
Go ahead, Tortilla.
What are you talking about?
I think you should paint the shame off my face for having you on the air.
What?
Tortilla thinks that you should paint the shame off his face for having you, Dr. Paint, on the air.
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a makeup.
I'm not a doctor.
You're leading my line now, huh?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a face.
F you.
We're not doctors. Thank you very much, Brenda.
You sound cute.
You've been boring, and you are an expert on face paint. Would you like to give out your website?
Yes, I would.
Thank you, and good day, sir.
www.
Shut up.
All right, we're back.
What up?
This is what I got to say about Lou. Are you leaving, Lou? Lou?
Got to go back to work.
This is what I got to tell you. I've now had the best barbecue food I've ever had and the hottest wings I've ever had. Both from Lou Bush.
There you go.
There you go, big dog.
There you go, man.
Love you.
I'm out.
Yeah, like Saya. Love you, I'm out. Thank you, man.
Graduate, guys.
See you Sunday.
Thank you, dude.
Bye,
wow.
Guys. Bye,
take
have
it easy.
A good day.
Sky?
What up, G?
I'll try a tiny little bit.
No.
You make me the wipe spotties.
Oh, okay.
You better get some. Yeah, dude. Make sure you wash your hands.
I know.
Have some Angus.
Like,
I know,
don't touch your eyes. Well, don't. Yeah, or yeah, especially with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
Well, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm about in full recovery now. It took a minute. I just had to open
up
another Diet Coke.
Yeah, me too.
Wash it back.
Pounded a Gatorade.
Yeah.
And when it starts to get better, I take another tiny piece.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
Great.
Guilty pleasure.
I get you.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
My water.
I don't get that.
It's like a silent R.
Thank you. All right, Mike.
All right, we got to figure out something to do now.